Good morning. The Grace Hour this morning continues its look at the five doctrines that helped to define the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Today we will look at the doctrine of sola scriptura, which literally means scripture alone. More properly, it is a reference to the Protestant belief that the Bible alone is the Church's ultimate authority for matters related to doctrine and the practicing of one's Christian faith. The Roman Catholic Church of the 16th century accepted the Bible as its standard for doctrine and the practicing of one's Christian faith, but it did not accept the Bible alone. For that institution, one's faith and practice were also determined by tradition, the magisterium, which was a high-ranking church body set up to rule on doctrinal matters, and the Pope himself. The Roman Catholic Church then determined what scripture meant and also what indeed constituted apostolic tradition. In a real sense, the Roman Catholic Church placed itself above scripture and above tradition. Dr. Alan Cairns, in his Dictionary of Theological Terms, said concerning the Roman Catholic Church that despite her best efforts to prove otherwise, her tradition is in open defiance of the plain teaching of Scripture at many points, which is a sure indication that it cannot be apostolic in tradition. The Protestant reformers, Martin Luther and John Calvin, and others, stood firmly on Scripture to say that it alone was the final authority for doctrine and practice. One of the reasons the reformers held tenaciously to sola scriptura was that they recognized that church councils could make errors, popes could make errors, but the Bible could not err, nor does it contain errors. Hence, the Bible alone was authoritative for doctrine and practice. In proposing sola scriptura, the reformers were reflecting the plain teaching of the Bible itself. The reformers stood firmly on passages such as 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, where the Apostle Paul wrote, saying, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." In that portion, the Apostle Paul made the case that the Bible is sufficient to equip a person completely and thoroughly for the work of the Christian ministry. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul sought to make it clear that the Bible is sufficient to define and clarify all that pertains to Christian faith and practice. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17 leaves no place for popes or traditions of men as additional sources of authority. The Apostle Paul wrote saying that any oral tradition that claimed to have been handed down by an apostle had to be judged by the apostle's written words. In 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 to 4, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Jesus died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures." Though the Apostle Paul had received direct revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ, he subordinated his experiences to the written word of God, hence his reliance on what was taught according to the scriptures. The Apostle Paul had no problem with people checking scripture themselves to see if he was properly representing what was written there. When the Bereans, in Acts chapter 17, examined the Apostle Paul's oral teaching in light of the scripture, they were counted noble, and their action is presented as something the Apostle gladly accepted. This, friends, is the definitive New Testament model for ascertaining truth. The Bereans, we are told in Acts 17 verse 11, compared Paul's oral message with the word of God to make certain that it conformed to the inspired scriptures. The takeaway from this is that where any teaching or tradition conforms to Scripture, it is to be received. And where it does not conform to Scripture, it is to be rejected. The Lord Jesus Christ consistently appealed to the written word of God for the confirmation of doctrine. Indeed, the Lord said in John chapter 10, verse 35, that the Scripture cannot be broken. That is, the word of God cannot be altered, and the word of God contains no falsehood. Our Savior constantly contrasted biblical truth with the traditions that men had introduced. In so doing, he condemned the Pharisees because their tradition ran contrary to the written word of God. For example, in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 3, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God," that is the written law, "by your tradition?" William Webster, in his book, The Church of Rome at the Bar of History, summarized the Savior's case against the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15 under four arguments. Firstly, the Pharisees taught the precepts of men as doctrine. In other words, they thought of their own interpretation and rules as being equal with Scripture. Secondly, they intentionally neglected the commandments of God in order to hold on to their Pharisaical traditions. Thirdly, they intentionally chose to set aside various commandments of God. Fourthly, by their determination to uphold and maintain their traditions, they made the authority of the Word of God null and void. It is interesting to note that Jesus did not condemn all tradition, only that which had been elevated in authority to a position of equality with the Word of God and which therefore invalidated Scripture. What Jesus was in effect saying to the Pharisees and saying to us today is that tradition is not inspired in the same way that the Scriptures are inspired, and therefore tradition is not inherently authoritative. The ultimate standard for determining the rightness or wrongness of any teaching or tradition is the written word of God. The doctrine of sola scriptura should also be understood as a pathway to grasping who Jesus really is in terms of his person and his work. The Lord Jesus himself said in John chapter 5, and verse 39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." In other words, the Lord Jesus was saying that the Scriptures, Old and New Testaments, constituted God's guaranteed revelation of himself. The Lord Jesus was also saying that the Scriptures, Old and New Testaments, constitute the ultimate authority to learn who Jesus is in his person and his work. The Bible and the Bible alone is the most trustworthy source concerning Christ and his grace, his love, and his salvation. My friends, get to know the Bible, which is the written word of God. For the written word of God will point you to the living word of God, who is Jesus our Lord. We get to know Jesus through his word. The word of God is the ultimate in trustworthy sources concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation he brings, the forgiveness of sins that he offers. Until next week, may the Lord continue to bless you greatly.